I'd like to relate something that some of you may have read in the Canberra Times. It's a WikiLeaks cable. And it came, and the statements made were from a man who was head of the Australian Labor Party. He was a would-be Prime Minister, and then he was going to be, I believe, was a Chancellor of the Australian National University, Ambassador to the United States. The name is Kim Beazley. And he's talking in this cable about any sort of conflict between China and America, and specifically over Taiwan. And he says, oh, he says, Australians would have to be involved on the side of America. We've got no choice. His words, we've got no choice. How would you like your own son or daughter to be sent to the bottom of the Taiwan Straits for a rotten, stinking cause? The same thing a generation earlier, some of the older people here will no doubt remember it, about the Vietnam War. Oh yes, we've got to support America in helping to slaughter some 3 million Vietnamese. Before we start offering our troops to fight in some foreign war, we want to be very, very careful that we're doing the right thing. Where the dust is settled, you can look now, you can look back on the Vietnam War and you can say, my God, what an absurdity it was. And it cost you dearly. It cost you, in Australian dollar terms, 1975, some $500 million. That translates today into some $3 billion. The Americans spent some $500 billion in 1975 figures. That translates into some $3 trillion killing Vietnamese. They had a theory, you remember, ladies and gentlemen, the domino theory. If Vietnam falls, then by God, Thailand falls, Malaysia falls, then Indonesia falls and Australia falls. People swallowed that. We don't need to follow it. The Americans will go down to defeat in Afghanistan the same as they went down to defeat in Vietnam. They're not wanted in Afghanistan. None whatsoever.